Divine Commission for the 17th of September, 2020, and we are reconvening to discuss items of interest.
Yeah, you're fine.
Great. So I would kick it to Stacy, and then hers is the priority item. And then when she's done, I just have a couple minor housekeeping things to go over with the commissioners.
Okay, great.
Thanks, Stacy.
Good afternoon. So yesterday you received an email from me that had an outline, about a page and a half long outline, that Julie did an amazing job getting together for the DOSA project transmittal letter to council. As you may be aware, the recommended draft that the proposed draft that you're recommending to council is not moving forward until spring because council is extremely busy. However, we're trying to wrap up some loose ends and get this document packaged up. Packaged up and ready to move forward while it's still fresh. So with that, I'm happy to share my screen to have it up as we go through it, and then I can make edits. The next step with the letter is after we receive your edits, Julie and I are gonna meet with the PSC leadership on Tuesday next week, Eli Spevic, and compare the two letters to see if the messaging is similar, to see if there's things that we can build on, because this is a joint project with two bureaus. And then after that, we will finalize the letter, send you a copy to make sure that any changes you've recommended were incorporated, and then we'll send it off to council and just wait. So I know it's kind of a lackluster ending to all the work that you put into this project. But we were hoping to wrap it up sooner rather than draft this letter much later in the next 6 months when DOSA is a distant memory.
I've got to imagine that, you know, Laura and Phil are just so disappointed that this is not moving forward quickly.
Yeah, right.
So, I'm fine, but I don't really see the reason for going over the letter line by line. I'm hoping that everybody read it, and if in general there's an agreement in terms of outline, which I read it and it includes everything that we did in a very concise and orderly fashion, that we would say, this is great. You have your meeting with planning sustainability chair, and once you've got the draft finalized or close to finalized, then send it to us, and then maybe at that time we would respond to it. I mean, for the sake of time, do others agree that we could do it this way, or do you want to go through it line by line?
I agree also.
We just wanted to make sure there weren't any missing concepts or big ideas to fold into before the effort went into writing it. So if you don't see anything missing, that's great.
We didn't. I mean, I looked at it, and it was everything. It was just, I was amazed. It was so concise and reminded me of what we did. So that was a great job, Julie. So I'm happy with it.
Can you remind me where we landed on talking about allowing buildings like up to 75 feet? Can you not hear me? So,
We can't hear you.
Chandra, you're asking about the building heights and the fact that we don't support buildings that are 75 feet tall. And to the two commissioners who sent me notes about that, Planning and Sustainability Commission is responsible for carrying forward the revisions to code. We are only responsible for the design guidelines.
Right.
And so if we have testimony to provide about that code, we will do it. It's just not going to be in this transmittal letter. This transmittal letter has a clear and direct mission, which is to transmit the guidelines.
Correct. So that will be a future conversation about how to prepare testimony when this item does actually go to council, and the commission can testify against any concerns like the 75-foot height for the standards. Okay, well, I don't want to waste anyone's time. It's almost cocktail hour, so I can leave early.
I just have one question. How did that hearing, that was one hearing, turn out into a 4-hour hearing?
Well, and we kind of did it to ourselves. So there you go.
But it's the concept that if you have a big desk, you fill it up. If you have a small desk, it doesn't matter how big it is, you just fill it up.
Yep.
I think that's the way it is, Sam.
Yeah.
Human nature.
Thanks, Stacey. Thanks, Stacey.
All right, thanks, guys. Have a great
Thank
day.
You.
Yeah. Great cocktail.
Stacey, are you going to give us some report on Alamo hearing?
Great question. Sure. would you like that now? I can do it in a couple minutes.
That would be great in terms of, I know the vote hasn't been taken, but
what's
been going on?
So last Thursday on the 6th of September, was this, I don't even know, 10th? I don't even know anymore. 10th. Council heard the appeal. It ran over by, it was about 2.5 hours. The mayor and one commissioner, Udaly, had to step out. So we ended up continuing it with the record open until October 1st. What happened at that hearing, you may not be aware, but there was 5 appeal items. One was about transportation and traffic, which there was no approval criteria for that. So that kind of was shut down by staff just because it wasn't relevant. The other items were the setbacks from the greenway, particularly at the southeast corner, the stepping down of the building in the district, meaning the high rises on the adjacent to the river rather than inland. Mm-hmm. The shape and the location of the towers on the eastern blocks, and the quality of the improvements in the greenway. So Commissioner Santner, a lot of them did align with the concerns that you had brought up in your final vote. What the focus of the comments and questions, because they did not get to discussion of the council members, were really about what this project was giving back to the public. So they really focused on the greenway, the qualities of the greenway. A lot of them wanted public access to the river. There was an idea of a beach for throwing rocks.
The council member?
Correct.
Okay.
There was concerns that the public spaces that were provided behind the greenway felt too privatized.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't much discussion or questions about the stepping down, and there wasn't much discussion about the design and location of the towers and the permeability through the district. So that was the primary focus of their questions. Oh, excuse me, there was 2 more. There was disappointment about no eco roofs and no bird safe glazing,
mm-hmm.
because those are values that have been values that have been incorporated into the comprehensive plan, and the applicant intentionally circumvented that code. So we've been meeting with the applicant. The new evidence, that's a record held open with new evidence ending today. The applicant is working on providing some eco roofs on the podiums of the eastern buildings.
Oh, good.
They are not providing any bird safe glazing. They will not be providing public access down to the river. We've had a number of conversations with Parks, who is also not supportive of that, because this is supposed to be the natural habitat riparian portion of the greenway, not the high activity, public engaging part of it, which is indicated to be at Zidell. So they're not pursuing that, but they have made some pretty good changes to the public plaza and the makerspace plaza at the south end and how they engage with the greenway. They have taken off the railings off the makerspace plaza. They have added a secondary access point up from the trail.
Wow.
They've provided some fixed seating. They've done some paving changes to help provide some visual cues of public accessibility. So they're working at making some changes, and we should see those submitted in the next 10 minutes.
But they are not really pushing the buildings on, was it block 45? I don't know which
Correct.
One.
Correct. 44. They are not. Yeah, there wasn't a lot of discussion about the proximity of the buildings. It was, how the edges of the building engage and are defined as public, but didn't feel that way. So that's what the focus of the changes are.
Okay. It's not coming back to design commission, is it?
I'm hoping they don't remand it.
Okay.
But,
oh my God, that's awesome.
I think it's very different from Arts Hyatt because we're not talking about big design changes that you guys are the experts at.
And we're definitely not talking about the Hyatt, right?
Right. Oh, sorry.
That's okay. Not you. I knew Brian was going to go farther. So
I think with parks involved and helping with those decisions in the Greenway and with staff providing some guidance on how to better make those public spaces feel public and inviting, I think they'll be able to render a decision. I don't know if it's going to be in the applicant's favor, but I don't think they'll be remanding it, but anything's possible.
Great, thank you.
So if you want, I can send you a link when we get the link the week of the hearing, if you'd like to listen.
And yeah, I want to listen.
Okay.
Yes.
Me
great,
too.
And then after it ends, hopefully it ends, I will send a summary or do another update or debrief with you guys.
Okay.
Thanks, Stacy.
Stacy, for those who didn't watch the live stream, Stacy just totally schooled everyone in how to do guidelines. It was great. She's really good. Really good presentation.
Thank you, Julie. Appreciate that. All right. Have a great night, you guys.
Good night.
Later, Stacy.
Susie?
Stacy.
Oh, I heard Susie. I'm like, should change her name? Good night.
So really quick.
I'm oxygen deprived, so forgive me.
I think I need 5 more minutes of your time and then I can let you guys go. Just a little housekeeping. Thanks as always for doing what you do. I hope you're enjoying a little breather this September on hearings and for all the right, did I say breather?
Oh yeah, my God.
Crazy times. On a little kind of funny anecdote on that, I realized, you know, so city offices were closed these 3 days for all the right reasons, right? But not teleworkers. And it dawned on me when I read the template language when we get these email blasts that say, no city workers are allowed to work in the city of Portland, blah, 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 unless you're teleworking. So I have no more snow days. That's it.
Yep.
No more snow days. There's going to be 8 feet of snow outside. Wow. And we're still going to have a hearing.
Oh, my God.
So I say that as a funny way to draw this nexus. So I asked Laura and Brian, I think Laura sent it out, actually, but to poll you for basically every Thursday between now and the end of the year. That was not because we have 10 Pepsis and Coca-Colas and massive development projects pouring into our system. In fact, unfortunately, we do not. It was, however, potentially beginning a different strategy in how we do what we do remotely and potentially shorten down our hearings, but spread them out. Now, that may be challenging in that you're like blocking out time on Thursdays. And so I think we want to try it out. So for instance, in October, we have 3 hearings scheduled and they're 2 cases each. And in theory, they should end as soon as this one did, even though we spent a lot of time on this one, but obviously the bone bends. But obviously that there was a lot of not listening going on with that project through Ben's efforts. So you just basically help Ben out a lot. And that happens from time to time with certain customers. But I'm optimistic because I have to be that we may be able to kind of set a new bar. And so one idea, and Kara just raised this earlier, and it was kind of a different sidebar conversation I was having with another commissioner, was what's your guys' thoughts? Do you want to start later so that you have more of a day before we start? And so the idea might be, do we start at 2:30 or 3 o'clock and only do 2 cases? Now that bumps into the dinner hour. You know, that has other challenges, but conceptually, if for those of us that are working and maybe those of us that are looking after kids, maybe that presents
options. You could still send box lunches.
You can, yes. Grubhub, right to you, Zeri. What do you want? So I want to throw that out there. Does that resonate in any way right away, or does it matter?
It does to me, actually, because really smack at 1:30, and sometimes, you know, there's a leadership meeting. It's just like your day is gone. But if we start 2:30, 3:00, that is more reasonable to me.
Once upon a time, we used to, you know, we used to start at 3:00. But we also started at 3:00 and then sometimes ended at 11:00 at night.
Right.
But now if we are slow.
Right.
Well, you had fewer projects back there also, Tom, I believe.
I guess I was going deep into the memory banks, but yeah, it was some late nights.
11:00 was pretty unappealing to me.
Yeah. Could we do a round robin on it? I mean, Zeri, thank you. That's helpful. So I guess the question basically is start later, but stretch out the days, the Thursdays.
I'd be in favor of that.
Yeah. I was always in favor of less projects and stretch them out over, you know, the month. And definitely if that means that we can start later, that's also very helpful.
Yeah, and especially with still virtual, since we can do it from anywhere, I think it's fine as long as we have internet connection.
Yeah.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I'm good either way. I mean, I'm fine with 1:30, but 2:30 or 3:00 is fine with me also. I just don't want to go too late into the evening.
I think what helps us not do that, I mean, just so you appreciate the metrics, and I know you do, is, you know, when stuff comes in, we have a certain amount of days to get it on the calendar.
Right.
But if we have a hearing date available every 7 days, it's a lot more flexible. You know, like, so for instance, you know, October has 5 Thursdays. You know, we meet on the first and third Thursdays of the month. Mm-hmm. Well, it's a big jump from the third Thursday of October to the first Thursday in November. It's a 3-week gap. And so that's sometimes in a typical scheduling, it's silly, but it's also a push on your schedules and your commitments. But if it was a 2:30 to 5:30 Thursday window that we don't necessarily utilize all the time, but do the best we can to stay within that time, knowing we're going to have wild cards, like today's hearing, that went a little long, but it needed a lot of work. If we started that at 2:30, it would be pushing 7:00, right?
Well, but I actually think that if you start a little later, and as you start to see the afternoon wane, we are probably a little bit more disciplined about.
Interesting. Okay.
The timeline. The fact that a time after this, I think, allowed us the largesse of going an extra hour after now.
Yeah, I'm with Sam on this. I think that the later start is preferable. 3:00 start is great if we have one agenda item or one land use and one other light agenda item. Managing Zoom and participating in Zoom hearings is so different from being in the hearings room together. And we have not yet hit the time limits on any agenda since we started doing this. We have blown every single agenda item. And so if we're going to do this, we got to be disciplined. And I will make a real effort to remind everyone to be disciplined.
Yeah.
Laura, I want to remind us again, and we need to be reminded, you know, not having meetings regularly, you forget. It's very easy to forget.
Yeah.
That, you know, once you hear your colleague saying something you're totally in agreement with, you are in agreement with it. You don't have to repeat it, but you would say, and I will add to, or I will disagree with. I think if we stuck with that, it would really shrink the time.
So. I think you're right. And I bet we can do that.
Chandra?
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
Jeez!
It's fine.
I'm hearing either way.
Yeah. I see a bottle of wine in the background.
It's a box of wine and it's in the fridge, but I'm going to go there soon.
So I realize Brian may have bailed. Anyone want to channel Brian's inner scheduler? Do you think Brian would be amenable? I mean, I'll reach out to him too. And
yeah, probably.
I think probably for him, especially since he still works sometimes, you know, later might be better.
So let me, I guess I'd offer this. We have to back into stuff. So like for instance, we have stuff that was scheduled in October that we can't slide the dates or the times rather, because it's been posted, it's been noticed, it says 1:30 in all our templates and all that other stuff. So let me circle back with Kara and Hillary and kind of, we'll see if we can shake something out. I can imagine the Landmarks Commission would be helpful too. Laura, I keep meaning to talk to you. Laura, can I get a little feedback from you on this concept?
I'm cool in any way. I mean, cool. I'm here all the time, so I can't really go anywhere.
Okay, cool. All right, well, let me run with that. Stay tuned. Again, note that the poll, the doodle poll that Laura sent out, again, was not because we have a crush of cases.
Yeah.
And we may or may not be able to start doing the 1:30 to 2:30 or 3:30 thing until we get some new stuff in so we could set the templates correctly. But I'm hearing consensus that let's give it a shot. And we'll try and do that. We won't be able to do it for October, but perhaps as we roll into the holiday season and find a new normal and see how that goes. And then perhaps the biorhythms of the end of the day are going to help us be a little more litigious about our timestamps.
It's going to be real depressing because it's going to get dark at like 4:30.
Yeah. And then there's that.
It's going to be such a bummer.
That's my favorite time of year when it's dark outside.
No. Well, and that's another good reason to start later so we can be outdoors, take advantage of that.
That's a good point.
That's true.
And then lastly, just a couple quick things. We would like to do a retreat with you all. And we'd really like to not do it with 1-inch squares and stuff. So we want to find a real time outdoor thing. I spoke really briefly with Julie a couple times now and also Commissioner Sam. We're going to look at some locations, rooftop somewhere downtown, maybe the Gregory. Maybe the new Gleason building. Sam's looking into it. And we're optimistic that we could be able to do, basically have an outdoor safe, obviously air quality was the other thing that threw a curveball this last week. But I'm gonna look and try and get some polling. But now that I have you here, most of you except for Brian, is there a certain time of the week? And I think we could do it anytime. But if we were to do a rooftop meeting, meaning we would need to go there, drive there, whatever, bike there. When the weather quality is good, which I understand should be by Monday, we'll probably look to the last week in September, which is the 28th through October 2nd. We have a hearing on October 1st, so it wouldn't be that day. Is there any consensus on a better time of day to do that kind of thing, since you got to actually get out of the house and go to a rooftop somewhere and probably in the Pearl? The end of day, start of day, what's the consensus? I'm thinking less than 2 hours. It's going to be a little more casual. We will have some agenda items, but I think the idea is it's a chance to connect personally.
Could we do it after a DR meeting, particularly since we're going to be getting much better at time management going forward?
Very sarcastic.
I'm game if you are. I mean, so like October 1st, Don, maybe?
Yeah, something like that, like 5:30, if we could maintain our schedule. And then we still have a good hour of daylight, hour and a half, something like that.
All right, what's everyone thinking? We have, per the agenda, if we hit our marks, we'll be done by 4:45. We have scheduled, it's the Oregon Square block. We have an HR CIP briefing that's 1 hour. And then we have a 2 hour chunk with GBD talking about
the Oregon Square. Is Kyle coming in?
Kyle's coming along with Michelle Schultz.
We will not hit it.
Oh, well.
Even if
he's a talker. The guy's a talker. We will not hit our timeline.
Well, Julie, maybe you can just give him 10 minutes and that's it.
Well, how about this 30th, Wednesday? 30th, would that work?
My only availability that week is Tuesday after 1.
I can do that.
And Friday after 3. Otherwise, we got to do a coffee date.
Yeah, I'm going to be down at the coast at that time. I leave on the 30th.
Okay.
Doesn't work for me.
So Tuesday the 29th could work for you, Don?
Oh, yes.
I can't. I have a meeting from 5:30 to 6:30.
Okay. Do we want to maybe kick it then and fingers crossed on weather the week of October 5th?
Monday works for me too, 28th.
Well, yeah, I should be. I'll be back in town. Let's see. The 30th to. I'll be back on the 7th.
That's a good one, Don. Okay, well,
Wednesday to Wednesday. I could do it prior, though. We still have quite a bit of September left.
Huh. John, does 28th works for you?
Yes.
Chandra? And Jess?
Works for me. Chandra, it looks like you were talking, but I can't actually hear you, but you're not muted.
I know. I think my...
Oh, now I can hear you.
There you go.
It was like going in and out, and I don't think you could always hear me. What time are we talking about?
I haven't talked about that yet. We're just looking at a Monday. It could be morning meeting or end of day meeting. How about that? Or lunch, whatever. I mean, it's really a matter of securing a place. Julie, I understand the top of the Gregory is generally available.
Yeah.
Because you're in charge over there.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in charge.
And then Sam's going to source out another one, and we'll have an option for that too. Again, the idea of being outdoors, a little safer.
The weather seems to be okay Monday, the
28th. Okay.
Cloudy, but not rainy.
Yeah. Okay. The weather starts to be a big factor at the end of September.
Do you all want to start the day together or end the day together?
Well, you know, the problem with starting the day together is you don't drink wine in the morning.
So that sounds, well...
I don't know what else to tell you.
Are we recording?
I think it needs to be in the evening.
Yeah, I can only do agreed. Afternoon.
Agreed.
Afternoon, evening.
And I've got I can be either on the deck at the Gregory or on the deck at Sam's place by like between 5:15 and 5:30.
So should we say, and I hope Brian can do it, is Monday the 28th of September, 5:30 on a rooftop somewhere in Portland to be determined. Yeah. Probably in the Pearl.
Yeah, I'm bringing wine. You got to bring your own paper cups.
Okay. I would say probably a couple hours. I'll work on getting an agenda. I think the mission though, and we just did this recently with our own team and staff, has finally had our first in-person safe social distance team meeting on a park since March. And it was heavenly.
Yeah.
So it would be really nice to connect. And I think beyond that, we'll check some boxes to make it official. But I think it would be good to reconnect in person. Okay,
so,
cool.
It seems like our amenity spaces are open. So we could do it on the roof of the Akoya, which is on the Gleason project.
Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Nice big space up there, Sam.
Let me share my screen.
Well, that's the new one.
Yeah,
I want to see it.
You see it?
Yeah, we'll do that. Oh, that's good.
Wow.
Looks great.
So we can do it there, and then on the other side of it, let me see amenities. Let me see if there
is. Is there a keg up there? It looks like it's probably already outfitted with a keg.
There is a keg somewhere, I know. Hold on a second. Amenities, peace of mind. I'm not sure how this works. Photos, hold on, photo tour. Come on. It's taking a while here, but. Well, apparently we don't have amenity to photos. Oh. Anyway, it's got also a huge fireplace on the other side. I mean, like an outdoor fireplace that we could gather around the whole thing and distance well. So So there, I'm gonna tell her the 28th that I'll be from. We'll have it from 5 to 9.
Okay.
And then Sam, if you let me grab the address. So 1430.
There's a swimming pool.
Yeah.
There's a swimming pool up there.
Yeah, there is.
Do you remember when that came in for its LUR and the swimming pool was like this projecting thing?
Yes.
Yeah, we beat that up.
Yeah. Tell me about it. I was outside sweating. So thank you very much, everybody, for you. Hold on a second. I can't. Did you find the photos of the?
Yeah, if you go to photos and tours, and then you just click on. So click on that, and then go down a little bit, and there's a little tab right there next to tours. Click on photos.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
Are you showing Sam Rodriguez, who's employed by Mill Creek, how to manage his
There's
way
the
through the Mill Creek website?
This is the fire pit space.
That's nice. That looks and Sam, we'd have access to a bathroom.
Yeah, there's a bathroom right next door.
That's fantastic. What's really nice about that, and where I was a little concerned, is having too many people come. I think this kind of a space would allow the whole design and historic review team to participate, which I think they really appreciate.
Yeah.
We'll set up some. I'll send out an invite real quick to say lock it down on people's calendars. I just sent a shout out to Brian to see if he could come. Hopefully he can. It sounds like this is a sweet spot, although we're going to miss a window.
A pool party.
Look at that.
And we'll work out the details between then. I guess I would say if there's things you want to talk about specifically as a group, let's throw them my way, carry them my way. But otherwise, again, I think the goal is to connect and touch base a little more personally and safely. Okay.
Hey. Sounds great. That sounds really good.
Fabulous. That's all I got.
Great. Thanks, Tim.
All right. Thank you, everyone. I really appreciate
it. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Anything else, anyone? Any other items of interest?
So our next meeting is October 1st, correct?
Correct.
Okay. What's everyone going to be for Halloween?
I thought Halloween was canceled.
I think it is.
Are you going to dress up or what?
I got a mask.
You have to do something. There's no way a 9-year-old's going to let me not do something. I'm going to have to figure it out.
Great.
Jessica, have you thought about
I'm in how the you... same boat. I don't know.
I'm not sure what to do.
I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to buy a lot of candy. I know that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's it, gang. I think we are adjourned.
Okay.
Hey. 2 weeks.
Good seeing you all.
Thanks, bye-bye. Everyone. Good to see you. Enjoy your break from the Thursdays. Laura, thank you very much.
Thank you, Laura.
Thanks, everyone. See ya.
Take care.
Bye-bye.